your ability with Bernie Kerik and the team to pull all this together under time pressure with limited resources has been amazing. But this week, now we're going to have Mark Serrano on in a moment, one of the communications guys that is associated with the Thomas More Society, to talk about a white paper they've done to say, hey, safe harbor doesn't matter. Even the 14th of December doesn't matter. There's more time here. But given whether we got a couple more weeks of time or the 14th's a hard date, you're presenting evidence. Just walk us through how we actually get to a decertification process. Is it through state legislatures or is it through courts?
Well, Professor Eastman, who has been the biggest expert on this, wrote a paper and we submitted it to the Georgia legislature to show them how they could do it constitutionally. In the paper, he points out that the Constitution provides the answer. The answer in a disputed election is the state legislature. The Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2 of the Constitution gives the power solely to the state legislature to decide on the electors if there's a dispute, or at any time. They don't need the governor. They don't need the Secretary of State. They don't need the Congress. They don't need the president. It's them. It's theirs. As the professor says, the finger of responsibility has been pointed at them. They're the ones that have to decide it. They don't need a governor to call a special session. He has no power. He has no federal power. They could come together as a body, hold hearings as they've done, make findings. I mean, for example, in Georgia the other day, they had 22 witnesses that accounted for about 300,000 or 400,000 illegal ballots, as well as a smoking gun tape that plays for 8 hours, and it shows how the Democrats brought in these ballots early in the morning, hid them, counted ballots in front of people all day, and as soon as they got everybody out, and there was only 8 people left, they closed the doors, went under the table, got out the phony ballots, and started counting them. And they registered something like, I may be off a bit, 148 to 7,000 Biden for Trump. I don't even know why they bothered to give him 7,000. So that alone, based on that, the legislature says we make a finding that the election was stolen, that Trump had the votes to win, and we send Trump's electors to the Electoral College. Now, the Democrats could try to send another group, and that goes to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court will decide whether Georgia acted reasonably. And it will defer to Georgia if Georgia acted reasonably, because the Constitution says that the state legislature decides. It doesn't say the Congress, doesn't say the governor, doesn't say the Supreme Court. It says the legislature decides. And we know this Supreme Court, for some time back, defers to the institution of government that the Congress has given the initial power to.
So is your point, you think the state, so does that mean the state legislatures in Pennsylvania have now, you know, they just said, hey, they sent a letter to the congressional delegation saying, object to the electors that Governor Wolf's certifying. Are you saying from Wisconsin to Michigan to Arizona to Georgia to Pennsylvania, it's the state legislatures that's got to get, that is going to be the final place this is adjudicated?
It's the best case for us in the Supreme Court. And it's the most true to the Constitution. The reality is this is a disputed election. The reality is there's a multitude of fraud in the election. We've got the 100,000 ballots brought in the middle of the night in Detroit. We have the closing down of the center. And it looks like a James Bond heist that's going on when they're counting the ballots. We've got, you know, so much evidence of fraud. This really has to be done by the legislature. The Constitution gave them the responsibility. Nobody really remembered that, but that's it. Our founding fathers are the best to follow when we're in a jam. We get the truest results. Whether people don't like it or not, we will be following how we were established as a nation to protect our liberties if we do it that way. The only exception is probably Wisconsin.
Yep.
Wisconsin has a strict interpretation of their own law that would really award the election to Trump rather than to Biden because of those applications and their very, very special absentee law. So Wisconsin could do it either way. But the other states, it would have to be the state legislatures sending a slate of electors And Professor Eastman feels quite confident that we would have the better argument before the Supreme Court. And most of our lawyers
We're 9 days away from when the Electoral College is supposed to meet. Can you just outline for us briefly the process of how you get to the Supreme Court, argue this, and then have it kick back to the state legislatures and special...
Let's take a state legislature like Georgia. So they held hearings for 3 days. They had about 35 witnesses. They now have in front of them, and maybe they'd want to add a little bit more, enough evidence to calculate that Biden lost the election. And they can calculate it about four different ways. All the ways that I gave you with illegal voters, dead voters, out-of-state voters, phony ballots that don't match, ballots that weren't properly inspected. Then the late night video alone overturns the election. That was 40,000 illegal votes. That would mean that Trump won by 30,000 votes. So they have about 10 ways to get to the result. They should hopefully make that decision, write it up, put it in a group of findings, select the Trump legislators, send them to Washington.
Right now, that's